You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. It all began in 1998 when God had given me a vision to be able to operate and function under a prophecy called the Malachi Mandate. What was it? Malachi 4, 5, and 6, turning the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. You think about it, we always thought like, if you want to have healthy men, you first have to have healthy sons. And so often we're complaining about unhealthy men, but we don't even invest in our sons. So I began a whole adventure, which we now know as the Next Step Outback Fathers and Sons Camping Trips. As a matter of fact, you're looking at a picture right now, that's probably, I don't know, tons of people in front of an 8,000 square foot tent. That's all fathers and sons. So powerful. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at what happened there. But first, I'm Greg Lancaster, and this is John Ramos. We want you to take a look. Check it out.
Had something special for me and that something good was going to happen to me in my life. Well, I'd have to say that what's been the best part of this camping trip is having the time to spend with fathers and mentors and for children to really get close to their male family side. And it's very hard because fathers are really busy trying to work, and I think this was a great thing for Pensacola. Makes me feel really loved.
Today's sons are tomorrow's men. To be able to have healthy men, healthy fathers, and healthy husbands, which we are seeking, you first have to have healthy sons.
That there's nothing more important than your family. Your time is nothing. Your family's time is everything. And that's what it's all about.
I have never in my life experienced anything like this. No greater moment than seeing my children born have I ever had in my life such as this one. And I'm going to make it my every business to be back here again. I love you, Pastor Greg, and I uphold your vision.
What happened here tonight, I think it was a transformation. It was awesome. I've never seen so much love and outbreaking of kindness and emotion. And I've been to several revivals and events, but nothing like this. oh man, my this is something I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life, and I know my son will too. And I'll, biggest thing of all, I know that this has made us closer than we've ever been in our life. And for that, I'm very grateful that I came.
It was excellent. Everybody lined up together, and I mean, everybody was spending time the way it should be around the whole United States, but it's not. If people could get half the experience that I got here, the world probably would be a better place.
I really think that we should need an event like this, because it really gives the sons the time to bond with the fathers. It makes me feel awesome. It makes me feel like I have a great value on me, and I enjoy it.
Can't lose by attending something like this. So can't lose. It's a win-win situation. Like I said before, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity, because if you don't come, then you've missed out on something great.
It makes you kind of think, if you don't have a dad, kind of makes you think about what if you did have a dad.
Well, I just want to say, you know, this has been a wonderful weekend out here for the children and also for the mentors and the fathers too. But I can truly say this has been one experience weekend for these children. You know, and I strongly suggest that those who see this video, please make it your business to participate in this program. And I guarantee you, you won't regret it.
Such a powerful event.
Yes.
It was just amazing. For 10 years, we walked out the prophecy, the Malachi mandate.
Made me high five on that,
oh,
man.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
That was awesome.
Well, the Lord says before he returns, the spirit of Elijah would come, and he would turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And that's the beginning of what happens when the Lord returns. And so we're looking at these things take place. For 10 years, we walked out that prophecy. And that's, I don't know if you can see me right there in the very middle front up there. You see Pat with no gray hair there. It was this powerful time. An 8,000 square foot tent. Think about 8,000 square foot. That was amazing what God was doing during that time. But if you get a kind of a look at it, here's kind of a flashback to some of our earlier events with registration. We had mothers bring, because it's the fatherless were coming. We had mentors.
Mentors.
And mothers were now Navy Federal Credit Unions on this property.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a chance to tell Cutler about this, the founder, really the leader for so long of Navy Federal Credit Union, but he's retired now. But we took these events on that particular property, and mothers came, and their cars were all in a line from all the way out to the driveway, out to the main road, Highway 90, waiting to drop their sons off. And we were there
powerful.
Trying to register, and there's so many different
and connect them with mentors. Remember, all night long till midnight, calling to try to get mentors to be in a young man's life for just 48 hours. Work with us.
We can relate to it's hard to find a good man.
Oh, yes, we can.
Because you had to pass a background check and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just here's a quick little clip so you can see what was happening at registration. Take a
registration sign that you're seeing here was the actual registration sign. That's why I carry it with me, to remember what God had done. And they lined up, mothers lined up for blocks. I mean, it wasn't blocks, it's like the registration and the people that were, you know, Ricky Biggs and others that were doing registration very orderly. But it was so overwhelming because you're having to take pictures and put bracelets on everybody. And mothers were lined up because you're bringing their fatherless boys all the way down this winding road of 4-H property, which is now where Navy.
Powerful, is it not powerful? As a matter of fact, this right here is Pat Hamilton and myself. You know, it was back in the day when we were doing this prophecy, you're seeing right here. And there he is. That's Pat on the left and me on the right. As a matter of fact, that's Pat's son on his right shoulder right there, Shane. And there's Jerry Dennis back there in the back over there. So this is us. You know, Pat was the master leader or the event coordinator. Event coordinator right there. And we were just watching God do what he does. And so we want to tell you about somebody that was at this particular event. His name was Roderick Brooks. And you're seeing Roderick right here. I'm on one of the golf carts. I'm talking to Roderick. He was so excited every single year to be able to come out here and come back to me for a little bit. And he was just wanted to get out there. And Roderick was one of the reasons why I wanted to be back out there again and do this whole thing again.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big, huge deal. We served up 5,000 meals out there, you know, to people. It was a lot of work. But I would remember Roderick, and a lot of other boys too as well, but I remember Roderick. You know, Roderick grew up without a father in his life, and he would come out there and experience what it's like to have a father. I remember at one particular time that, you know, God was moving into the Big Ten, and Roderick came up to me, and I was holding him. I don't know if we have that picture, but I was holding him. You see Roderick back there in the back. That's Pat right there on the left talking to one of the boys. This is Roderick when he was young, and I was holding him. He was telling me about, I haven't seen my father. My father hasn't been in my life. And he was just weeping in my arms. You can see right here. And it was just a powerful moment. You know, fathers are everywhere, but I was just able to be there for him during that time.
It's powerful.
It was very, very powerful, you know. And you're looking at right here, but you got to see, this is hilarious. Roderick came. That's Roderick in the far right. He had a onesie. Now, he had come all the way from a place in Pensacola called Marina Courts and catch a cab or a bus. And we'd send cabs out there sometime to be able to pick him up, 14 or plus boys to come out there. And in addition to that, and they're actually on the bay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jeremy on the left.
You're Jeremy on the left.
Yep.
And so with this, and also Courtney's in the
Courtney,
middle right there.
Courtney. Yes, Courtney.
Yes. And so, but I talked to him one year with the onesie. He had the onesie. He wore it all the way out there and stayed in it the whole time.
Oh,
and
I'm like,
and I said, this thing. He looked at me like I said something wrong. I said, oh, man, I'm sorry. I like the onesie. I'm like the onesie,
don't,
right?
Don't mess with my outfit. Don't mess with my outfit.
He got a chance to get in the military. The military came out, the Army, the Navy, the Marines. The Sheriff's Department was out there. Well, guess what? Just this last week, John, tell us what happened.
Well, it's interesting. You talk about all this. I remember when we registered him out in Marino Court, and his mother was so grateful. It's when you minister.
Roderick's mother.
When you minister to a young man, and a mother's been working so hard to raise him, and they see that type of love, someone willing to take their sons out, right. It just melts their heart. Well, I happened to be downtown.
Just this last week.
Just this last week in Pensacola, and as I'm headed to my car, someone stops me and says, hey. I turn around.
Now, he was 12 out here at this
12.
Age.
Yeah. 12.
Oh, there he is.
And there he is.
There he is.
He says, hey. And he starts
Wait
talking
a minute.
To me.
That's Roderick. The same. Go back. So go back. Let's see. Okay, that's Roderick. And now that's Roderick with a bun. Next thing is Roderick.
You know, he said he was 12 years old back then, but I think he was younger.
He was younger. And that's downtown Pensacola.
And we had an awesome conversation and just catching up.
Did you get it? Did you record it?
I did record it. We have an interview with Roderick Brooks.
You and Elijah, right?
Yep, me
you
and Elijah.
Awesome.
And we recorded it, and we have it for you. In fact,
we're about to hear him. Wow.
Take a look. So I'm walking down the street, and this guy stops me out of nowhere. And I go, do I know you? What's your name?
Roderick.
Roderick Brooks.
Brooks.
How did we meet you, Roderick?
You was with the Fighting Sand Camping Trip for like 4 years. Y'all came and got us.
Come on, get him.
Every summer, that's where we went, Fighting Sand Camping Trip. I mean, we had mentors. If you didn't have your dad, we had Mr. John and multiple mentors. And they taught us to be somebody.
How did you feel going out to the father and son camping trip?
I felt relieved because I didn't have a dad in my life. So with that, with us having a mentor every year, it was a pleasure. And I had fun. I enjoyed it.
You remember being in the front?
Yes, sir.
And they were picking the mentors?
Yes, sir.
And you said, pick me. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
And it's almost like you guys were like, man, somebody pick us, you know, give me a mentor. Tell us about the tunnel. What'd you feel think about the tunnel?
Oh, the tunnel was touching. If you're going in there, you're going to cry. I'm just saying that it was touching. Because, like, it was a lot of people that didn't have dads. And they sponsored it for us, for, like, the ones that really didn't have money or this, that, and the third. I mean, it was very nice.
So how did it make you feel with every man in the community?
I'll never forget my mentor. I never forget Mr. John. This Adam, his brother. That's who I thought it was. And I always get him mixed up.
Wow. So how grateful were you for Greg and the whole team to put that in?
I was very grateful with all of y'all because y'all did that every year, 4 years straight. We was ready.
You was ready to go?
We was ready. We was on the bus, ready.
Wow, man, yep, that's amazing.
Like 15 of us left from Marina Court, if not more.
And how old are you?
26. And I was, 12, 13, 14.
You remember saying, Mr. Greg, yep. Remember that?
Yep.
Coming out there and you're a grown man now, but you had your pajamas on. And
I was ready. I was ready to go.
So what would you say to anyone who thinks about, you know, the next step out back and the father and son camping trip? And was that something that, because this was years ago.
That was the outreach program.
How has it impacted your life to think about fathers and sons that way?
I mean, if I had kids, I would know how to treat them. But, I mean, it was different because you rarely find people that do stuff like that. Definitely for young youth that was out having, because, I mean, we was trouble kids, don't get me wrong. But we was ready for that bus every weekend.
So would you be a mentor in the future?
Yes, sir, I would. I would love to.
All right, give a shout out to Greg and the whole team.
And Mr. Greg and everybody that I can recall, I thank you guys because y'all made better than me, a better person. And you too, and Mr. Adam, your brother.
All right. Peace. Awesome.
So awesome to see Roderick. He's a man now. It's just beautiful to see him. And it's like so many of these young men have grown up now. We want to hear from you. If you've been out there, one of the thousands that attended over the 10-year period, we want to hear from you. We're envisioning a potential reunion coming up in the soon. So it's time for you guys to take the baton. But also, you can find out more details at nextstepoutback.org. You see it on your screen, nextstepoutback.org. How to be able to get connected, kind of see the whole content, the whole story behind it, because it wasn't a camping trip. It's a prophecy taking place, the Next Step Outback prophecies that we're talking about. But listen, if you haven't yet, we want you to comment below, share your testimony. Maybe you didn't come to one of these events, but maybe you cried out for one. You wanted one, or you want to start one. Maybe we can give you some insight how to start one in your particular area. You know, comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Also, by the way, go see our podcast at iTunes Store and Apple iTunes and rate the podcast. Yes, we're on cable, we're on broadcasting through the air, we're online, we're on YouTube, but we also have a podcast that goes around the world. And if you go there and give us a 5-star, 4-star rating, make a comment about the program, that brings us up and the computer program begins to send us all around the world to more people. One way you can be a missionary to the world to send this program of hope and light and encouragement and truth around the world is to go to iTunes, rate the podcast, a 4 or 5-star type rating. You can write some comments about it, and that'll help send it around the world. Also, think about this. When you do that, every now and then we're going to be able to give a shout out to some of the people that have done that just to let you know how much we appreciate that. So it's amazing what's taking place. Next Step Outback Fathers and Sons Camping Trip evolved over a period of time where we wanted to be able to bring the entire family out. Well, mother, daughter, mother, son, father, daughter, mentor to the child. And we began with the Next Step Outbacks, and we went to just wonderful time. We taught about the family, the journey of the family, the parental talk, we would say. And, and we're finding out how relevant that is today because people today, they're taking adulting classes.
Absolutely.
They're 20 and 30 years old. And they haven't been taught because they weren't in a family atmosphere. They've had high school and college. They're paying a college loan off. They're paying $30,000 note, and they don't know how to do simple, basic things. And listen, if you weren't taught it, is it really your fault?
Your fault, right.
You know, if people told you didn't have to learn it, but now when life starts, you're like, I've got to learn this. And so they begin to have adulting talks. They begin to have adulting classes, and they're taking them online. And that's one thing that you as the church that we can do. We can be there for other families. We can, and it's time for the church to return to family.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, we've got to stop being an organization and go back to being an organism.
Yeah.
Because think about this. If you sat by somebody for 10 years and they didn't know how to do things in their life, they didn't know how to be a father or a mother or how to handle the family or to go buy groceries or to fix a car, and you sat there all those years beside them because you're looking forward and never looked at them, I think we would be held accountable for that. It just feels safer. It feels safer when you could just listen to somebody talk to you and you take that personal message off and you walk off. But the Lord says, this is what he says. He says that we're known by our love we have for we have for each other. That they will know us by the love that we have for each other, by the unity that we have. And what we've done is, you know, we pretty much said, I remember Ken Summerall, a spiritual father to me in the Lord, that's with the Lord now. He said, we institutionalize our children when they were young. And now they institutionalize us when we're old.
Yeah.
And God has not called us to be an institution. He's called us to be family. You know, he's not only our Lord and our Savior, the Son of God, but he's also our elder brother, the firstborn from the dead. And we're heirs of him. We're actually heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ.
That's
we're co-laborers with him.
Yeah.
And that we're fathers and mothers in the Lord, brothers and sisters. But you have to get back in that family environment. Now, the world is so hungry for what God has told us to do. But if they looked at the church today, if they looked at you today, would they go, that's somebody that will teach me how to sew. That's somebody that will teach me how to act right at work, or somebody that teaches me how to do dishes or to
wisdom, practical things that are necessary in your life for you to be successful. And we've been talking about this for quite a while, because right now we have a society that says, you work for it and just share with me a little bit or a lot of it of your success. Makes me think about the book you just finished writing that gives people practical strategies, amazing truth that they can apply to their everyday life to have the success necessary out of their own labor.
Well, there's one thing I share in my book that we don't hear a lot about for some strange reason. Jesus said this. He said, he gave a parable trying to explain to us how things work. I've given you a talent. That's my talent. I expect you to take that talent and to do something with it so there's more than what I gave you. And he says, I'm going to come back. And when I come back, or the owner's going to come back, and when he comes back, he's going to say, have you done something with what I've given you?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Jesus wants a return on his investment?
He says that we're known by our fruit. There's something we're producing out of our life. And so he gave one, you know, three talents, one, two, and one, one. Mm-hmm. And he's letting us understand that we're supposed to do something with what he gave us.
Wow.
And so I understand. I wrote the book about the reality is that you need, I gave you 10 success strategies with about 1,000 nuggets in there for you to be able to fight the good fight of faith and understand the principles that you can do it. He hasn't given you everybody else's talent, but he's given you your own talent. And it will encourage you, it'll inspire you, it'll show you the reality, because so many people want to tell you how to be successful, but they don't tell you about the fight. They don't tell you about the betrayal. They don't tell you about your own mind, having to get a hold of your own mind and hold on to what God said about you, going through the opposites of what's going
Absolutely.
On. And not only that, listen, this book is so powerful. We want to make sure we get it to you. You can get it at no cost. We want to send it to you. And you go online to vfnkb.com. You see the details right here. And you can request your book and we'll have it shipped to you. And also, we have available for you, it'll be in addition, obviously, but the audios of the book. We also have a discussion of sitting down with, we're going to sit down and John and I are going to talk, and he's going to interview me where I'm talking, oh, he's interviewed me, where we're talking about, you know, the details from what more details about what's taking place in each of those strategies. You're going to need it. I don't care if you're a father or a mother. I don't care if you're a pastor or you're a businessman. I don't care if you're a president or you're a janitor. You're going to need these strategies to be able to succeed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These are tools that you'll be able to apply every single day of your life. But the great thing about the book is that you'll be able to go back to it as a reference manual. It's written in such a way that you can actually read it section by section and actually chapter by chapter by pulling just one chapter out. You know, in the different seasons of your life, you need to hear different things. But I'm so excited about it because this is actually going to change so many people's lives. People don't have all this stuff.
You know, God has called us to go into the world and preach the gospel, the good news. Well, each nation basically exists of, you could call seven spheres of culture. And we call them mountains because God's called us to go into the mountains and claim him in those mountains, not to necessarily take him over, to impact others with a light in our life. You think about these mountains of culture. They're like family, education, we have
business, media,
faith, media, government, education,
the church,
arts and entertainment.
Yep.
And so believers, we're supposed to go into those mountains, but you got to fight when you're there because it's going to be very difficult. Of all the things Jesus preached, he preached this, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is, you can make it into the kingdom of God. He preached the
it's
kingdom.
It's at hand.
Yeah, he said the kingdom of God will be preached to all and the end will come. Not Easter plays, not a song.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do with your guitar. I don't care what you do with your piano. I don't care what you even teach behind a pulpit.
That's right.
If you're not teaching the kingdom of God and his word, we got to go. I just want to bless you. Don't forget, comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Don't forget to also go to iTunes and rate the podcast. Maybe we'll give you a big shout out. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, just bless our audience. I thank you, Lord, for all these ones that have been blessed by the Next Step Outback Father and Son Camping Trips. Lord, may many hearts turn, God, that are listening in our audience right now, Father God, that people would go out and begin to help other people, mentor them in their lives, God. And we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.